David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have Hassan on the show today. And he's just an amazing individual, and his story will just blow you away. And he's here to share his story about how he lost 155 pounds, how he got back into fitness after having many challenges in his life, including mental health issues and other things, fitness issues. And he just was able to pull it all together. And today he wants to share his story with you, hoping that he could help people just like him who had real hard obstacles to overcome. He rose above the chaos. He overcame his obstacles. And now he's here to help many others. And he's also an author of a book. And today he's going to share his story. So put your ears on, listen carefully, because he has a lot to share and it's going to help you. So hello, Hassan. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm very excited to have you here. You know, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
My name is Hassan Momina. I'm a fitness teacher right now working, known as Captain Garuda. I lost 155 pounds without operation and achieved my first bodybuilding competition. And I became an author plus a voice actor or voiceover rated in Hollywood and IMDb.com.
Wow, that's amazing. So, you know, have you always struggled with weight loss all your life, or was it as you got older, you started to put some weight on? You know, what happened?
In the beginning, in 2016, after I married my wife, I was thinking, my weight is not okay. She left everything to get married with me. And her situation in Indonesia, better than me as while we are in good situation, but in general, she's a better in the community. So I was thinking how she left all of that and she get married with me. So I was thinking I should give like a reward for her. And she was the only one that she married with me and to help me in my life. So I decided one day I should lose my weight. Like any person try to lose weight, I fail. And then I try and then I make some achievement and then I fail. And then I don't continue like that. And so on, many times like that. Until one day in 2018, my dad, when he passed away, I feel that like an orphan because I was depending on my dad for everything, a handicapped person and taking too many medication. It wasn't that easy.
Yeah.
So how can I lose my weight? How can I have kids? My mother, she said, you must have kids. I had, alhamdulillah, my kids in 2020 or 2020, in 14th of August. And when I had my kids, I got struggling. I should do something. My kids now need me more.
Yeah.
Especially my son, he was has a problem, hemophilia kid. And later he got a cancer. But how can I survive if I stayed obese like that? Maybe one day I will die and they will have a problem. So I decided in 2020 to lose my weight. The problem each time when I try to lose weight and fail because not confident. What's the confident? Unfortunately, we're thinking that confident is to reach the final destination to be confident.
Yeah.
That's not confident.
Mm-hmm.
Because confident is to think about every day you achieve it. Like if you go to the gym, that's confident. Say I went to the gym, I finished the training. At least, even if I didn't eat 100% perfect, it's okay. But later, it will be better. Yani, no one go to the medical school or school and make 100% right in the first day, even if you study. So it's okay to have mistakes. If it's okay not to be perfect in the gym. And that's the only thing which I didn't understand. The first advice, mostly I give it for my trainee, is to start the swimming pool like me. Usually, the obese person has a social problem and a problem with his health care, of unfortunately effect for his mentality health. So the swimming pool is a good solution to reduce anxiety, to reduce depression, because the depression coming from anxiety.
Yes.
Why a lot of people get depressed? There are two main reasons. Usually, health situation because obesity. The other thing, which is the most important thing, the bad habits.
Yes.
Usually, we have a free time. The free time, it's a chance to do something in your life, to achieve something. But unfortunately, we don't use it. So, what happened? The devil help us to use it for something bad. And that's effect for our health. When too many bad habits becoming use it in the daily life, in the empty time or the free time, that's make more anxiety to create depression. And that's what make us fail. From here, depression come. From here, too much eating, and people put their feelings in the food. The
Right.
same thing happened with me. Plus, the community affected, the bullies like that.
Yeah.
So the gym for me is a safe place. Yeah, you don't see police in the gym. Now, of course, even if you go to in the United States, if you go to good Gold Gym or any of these fitness training, mostly will not see bullies, and you'll find the gym pro will help you to kick out the bullies if they can.
Yeah.
And this is a good thing because even bullies don't wish to go, don't like to go to the gym. They don't exercise.
Right.
So this is one of the safest places. So I was seeing the swimming pool was a good chance, and I used to have a good trainer. Sorry, the trainer used to only say he didn't train. Oh my God, you start losing weight. I know I didn't lose. It's just a couple of days, but
Yeah.
that positive words make me continue because the society from outside saying F words, the society inside the gym make me feel comfort. That's why I used to stay for 5 to 6 hours. And this is the good habits came to continue to the gym. Just
Right.
keep going.
Yeah.
And it's okay not to know the food in the beginning, how to eat right, but later you'll figure out the right way. After 6 months, finally, I can wear my pants for the first time. Real
Wow.
pants. I bought it from Timberland for hiking. And I said, one day I will go for hiking. And of course, I bought the shoes for hiking, but said, one day I will go. I start, after I stuck in the gym finally, I start doing a couple other exercises, activities, because they have other activities like Muay Thai, jiu-jitsu, because I want to discover the people.
Yeah.
And then I discovered and I found people similar like me, but they are 100, yani they pass yani this problem from a long time ago.
Yeah.
But they still focusing. I start playing jiu-jitsu. I know I'm weak at jiu-jitsu. I don't think it's a good idea, but I was just trying. And then I start learning Muay Thai and then Wing Chun, Kung Fu. All these activities in the gym. Plus, I make in the treatments
Yeah.
because I just want to keep going. I don't want to leave the gym. I feel it's my safe place. When I after unfortunately after I leave the gym, when I back home, sometimes I fight with my brothers, my sisters, like that. So say they want to back the gym. So I saw that it's the reality.
Yeah.
But one day I saw there is something wrong. My medication, which I take it. There is something wrong. It doesn't make right, Yanni.
Yeah.
I tried all my best and I feel depressed and I cannot go to the gym again. I should find at least a solution. At
Right.
that time, I got finally my medical insurance. I request to go to a psychiatrist from the medical company. I know it's a bad company, but it was the key for helping saving my life. They
Yeah.
advised me to go to a local hospital. They were somebody is called Mr. Dr. Francis, he's Christian, but I couldn't believe. He said, why take this medication? It's inaccessible in pharmacies and it's not necessary. Not necessary. I recommend for you to remove it right now, immediately. I don't suggest for you that because I have God, I believe in God. This is not acceptable. I'll tell you the truth. From that day, when I started thinking about that, I received a couple calls from my sister and unfortunately my mother, one of them, not my stepmother, she said, if you stop the medication, I'm gonna block your mobile, because she was the mobile, because she was scared that I would say or not be in a good situation.
Yes.
I told her I have to take this decision by my own self. After 2 weeks, my mother called me. She couldn't believe I took my first step was right. I knew what was the right medication. Then I start learning. I should learn more about the fitness, about the food, about the medicine. Then I start reading like that until in 2023.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I started taking, because so many misinformation in the social media, and that's what
Yes.
unfortunately affect us and make us not lose weight. So I should learn about the food from the right resource. I decided to take a diploma from UK, from London. Online diploma, it's just like £13, not a big deal. I
Right.
paid online. And then I start attending the classes and then reading the glycemic and try to understand it for myself. What's the macro, the micro? And then I understood that after this journey of 2 years losing weight, that we was living in a myth. And imagine our food is not a collusion.
Yes.
It's part of our life. But the idea is our grandpas was much better than us because, well, they don't have education, but they do, they understand their food. They know how's the way, how is all our food's healthy, but when we eat it by the wrong way, it become unhealthy, like the coffee.
Yes.
When you wake up immediately, your cortisol is high. So if you drink coffee directly, it's a bad idea. You must start by drinking water. If because you are fasting, it's better to have a cup of milk, small, low-fat cup of milk, and some fruit, like a date fruit or banana.
Right.
After 30 minutes, you're gonna starving and need to eat some protein like sausages, like something eggs, steak and egg. And after that, become full. And then you can have your own cup of coffee. Because when you have the coffee in a full stomach, will be less affected when you have it in an empty stomach.
Right.
So it's about the only the technique. Or our food is healthy, but the technique. Like after I finish my exercising, when I do cardio exercising, I use all my glycogen resource. The glycogen resource, if it's empty, you need immediately to eat carbohydrate, like sugar, simple carbo, like bread, like something, a sweet drink like that, or juice, because you need to refill the glycogen resource immediately.
Right.
Without the glycogen, you cannot exercise again. It's the fuel. If we eat like an extra food from the carbo, two-thirds is for the glycogen. One-third is only for the fat.
Yes.
And the good thing, a good news, 5% of the burning calories is only for exercising.
Right.
The fact the brain use only 20% from the calories, 15% for digesting and 65% for the, sorry, 10% for digesting and 65 for the BMR operation. BMR has many factors. Like if you make it muscle failing, your BMR will increase. You will burn more calories. You'll be able to eat more food.
Right.
And you will lose more fats.
Yeah.
The reality. This is a good thing, Yanni. When you we so if we do not understand our food, we'll get starving and we'll never achieve our dreams.
Right.
That's why this is my method for the training. I will teach you your food, understand it, and enjoy your life and lose your fat. That's it. I'm not gonna tell you, even the Ozempic, to be honest with you, it's not affected. Let me explain. One of my friends, he's a doctor, he explained how I did what was crazy. He told me to understand losing fat, how it's happened. They spent 50 years just to understand how the fat burned, but they did not understand how the losing fat done. It's two factors. The main factor is burning or breaking the fatty acid. The fatty acid in our cell, how we open the gates, there are a couple factors. If we do, for example, if we stop, for example, carbohydrates, or we start exercising, for example, we start exercising in the zone number two, cardio, the gates of the fatty acids start open. But there is a problem. When we have insulin detect, we have a problem with the insulin, that we it's not response in our body. It became an army in front of these gates to keep it closed. So that's why they create the keto. The keto, they said we use keto to lose weight, but the keto is not a solution because the keto is the last time or the last period of cutting season for a bodybuilder after they reduce all fat. So it's not a solution. Other people, they said try to use, like, for example, Ozempic. Ozempic could be a solution, but later after you lose your fats, you stop on Ozempic, you'll gain more. So if the fatty acid is not open right, what's going to happen? You will not lose fat, you're going to lose muscles, and this is the biggest mistakes. So one of the greatest solution which I or the things which I use it for losing fat, if I cannot eat carbo, if I have a problem with the diabetes, other solution for carbo, the rice, for example, for myself, it's take more time than the simple sugar for break it, like oatmeal, like so many products you can use it for eating. The fiber cannot be calculated as a calories because the body don't break it, but it has other benefits. But in general, for example, for me, the rice, because they remove the skin. I know the skin is important because contain vitamin B, but anyway, the rice in general takes longer time to break it. But it will give you your resource from carbohydrates. This is for losing weight. Plus, you need immediately take a simple sugar or like a bread or anything like that, like cake or sweet cake or chocolate cake, after you finish cardio exercise immediately to recover your glycogen resource. Usually people, when they make a cardio, they don't check in the Apple Watch or the Huawei Watch or any smartwatch. Why? Because these watches check your heartbeat. If you are until less than 121, you're in the zone number one, just making warm up. After 122 or like that, it's burning fats. So every 1 hour you spend in the zone number two, you're burning 44 gram fat immediately, just in the zone two. And it's comfort, it's not hard. If you're just walking in the street like that in the zone number two, you are actually burning fat. Zone number three is still important. Why? Because help to develop our cardiology, our cardio muscles. Without development, we will not be able to speed our, I will not be increase our speed, yani. We'll not be running like a marathon runner. Marathon runner focus on zone number three. Zone number four is for the glycogen. We use it to restore, to empty our glycogen, and then we restore it to return back all our biological system for our body come back to normal. This is the way for losing weight. And zone number five for the sprint, for the growth hormone. It's one of the solution to increase your growth hormone by making like 30-second sprint, maximum 2 minutes. I don't recommend more than 2 minutes for a beginner, but my recommendation, 30 seconds is good. Because lean. Other ways to increase your growth hormone, like if you make fasting will increase your growth hormone. Like one of the best fasting, if you stop eating from 18 to 24 hour, the growth hormone will increase to the double. That's why sleeping, one of the fasting solution when you go to sleep. And if you need to not wake up multiple times, you can drink milk, a cow milk, because contain casein, or eat you some yogurt. The casein is a slow digesting, takes 8 hours to digest, but within the 8 hours, it will support your muscles and your body with all the amino acid requirements while you're sleeping. This is the way for losing weight. Muscle failing plus some cardio, but you need to start by step by step. to stuck in the gym first. If you're stuck, class, you're a gym pro, then you can think about the other details.
Right.
So how to be a gym pro? One of my best advice, go to the swimming pool,
I
enjoy your and have fun. That's it. This is the way.
love that. I love that. How long did it take you to lose the 155 pounds that you lost?
2 years exactly.
Oh, wow. And how did you stay consistent? Because a lot of people fall off the bandwagon. A lot of people, they try and then they do it for a while and they're good. And then all of a sudden it's hard to stay good all the time. Like it's, how were you able to stay consistent?
Let me be honest with you. Most of the people they quit because the nearest people around them are the most people make them stop
Yeah.
because they say like if advices without any meaning. Like imagine if a person go in the street and tell to a lady, "Hey, lady, you are fat. So eat healthy and lose weight." This is fucking advice. I don't say like that. It's really bad. It's really bad.
Yes.
And even for me as a fitness teacher, there is a process how to help people for losing weight. This is not the
Yes.
right way.
Right.
It's bullying. It's bullying. And imagine even if he starts exercising and start losing weight, he will say other F words about him
Right.
and say any reasons. That's why I don't like that. Round, round. I'm a straightforward person. But unfortunately, lots of people round, round to don't because they don't know how to explain their failing in the others. When they see someone he believes is a failure and he becomes successful, of course he got angry because he wants to be the only successful guy on the planet. And
Right.
this is a bad idea. The person of the universe. I don't like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
They say a lot of times it's like the 5 to 7 people that you're around are the people that you become like. Because, if you're around positive energy and people pumping you up to do good, you'll become good and you'll do well. But if you're around, like you said, negative people and people that are might be a little bit jealous, they'll pull you down.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Sometimes if from our inside the society not helping us, then we have to look for somebody from outside. The society is like is coming like a circles, small circle to bigger, try
Yeah.
to find from the bigger circle.
Yeah.
Like for me, I try to find a support group. I found there's one support group. I went them, and after I went to them, they advised me for another support group. They said they have better activities. And after I got their advice, I found the real help, to be honest with you. Mrs. Mahasin is my stepmother. She was operating that support group. She was before an English teacher, but later she retired, and now she's making only services like that, and she helping people and make communities like that.
Right.
One of the things she was trying to teach me that all the people on this planet are your brothers and sisters. The reality, let me honest with you, Yani, from my grandpa, long time ago, he married in his life 28 women. Imagine how many kids he have. Also, from the kids, they get married and they have how many kids? Of course, but we have one grandpa, but there are so many kids we don't know about each other. He was a rich guy. He was a rich guy from a long time ago. That's why, yani, so imagine Adam and Eve when they get married, how many kids they got? The kids' kids, as kids' kids. So that's why she tried to say, think about your brothers, sisters. If they have mistake, pray for them that to be better in their
Yes.
life.
Yes.
But only the thing which you have to do is just defending yourself if you get attacked. That's it. Otherwise, don't do anything else.
Right.
Because people, they could have mistakes, yani, but mistakes for themselves. And sometimes when somebody gets angry, you don't feel it's a normal person, or you don't feel it's a human being. That's why she's telling me, try to forgive him. Late tomorrow, he will be better. Even sometimes my friends in the gym, sometimes we get too angry. I don't feel this is the normal guy, but then the next day he become fine. And this is after I learned this strategy one by one, I realized that not everybody are bad, not everybody are good. And you have to figure out by the time who's the bad, who's the good, by your experience.
True.
Yani who stay with you in the hardest time, this is the real pure good guys. And who didn't think about you, only came to you in the good situation, those are the bad guys.
Yes. That's so true. That's so true.
At least even not by money, even by a nice word. Unfortunately, these days, when somebody make a mistake, to apologize is really hard to apologize. How about to take a good action? Yeah, and you don't expect from someone, don't apologize to the people that he want to make a charities and make blah blah blah. Focus about yourself and then focus about others. Yeah, and people not don't want the money. People want a nice word. Sometimes the good word could make a big change for the people life. Especially even like podcasts or YouTube channels could make people changing their life, and this is enough for them. They don't need money. Even just yeah, to listen to something good. That's it.
Oh, 100%. That you have a
And
go ahead.
yes, tell me. It's okay. It's
No.
okay. Tell me. It's okay.
I was gonna say
And
you.
that's and that's the only problem which the people miss it in their life. Yeah, and they need somebody to respect them as they are, and and not to hurt them. That's it. Yani, if he didn't hurt you, leave him alone. You don't know what's his problem.
Right. That's so true. That's so true. Now you have a fitness program or fitness university that you run. Can you tell us about
It's an
that?
ac online academy. It's an online academy, but finally, I established it as online school in Emirates. But later, I'm gonna open another branch in USA and. But people can make a membership from right now, no problem, Yanni, because I have all payment method by PayPal. The program is contained four things, Yanni: the workout plan, nutrition plan, plus 1 year support services by the WhatsApp and other social media platform if you don't have WhatsApp, plus 1 year weekly follow-up, only for $135. That's it, per 1 year. No any hidden fees, no tax. It's a pure fees.
That's amazing. That's
I
amazing.
know. I know.
And what are some of
Why
the services that
put these services and why give it by this value? Because most of the people, they don't have a trust for the gym. And imagine, think about it. People tried the gym and they did not go later because they when they have that experience, mostly it's a bad experience. So they will never think about online academy because they didn't go to physical academy. So when you have something, yeah, I need to try. Even I have my first week, you can try it for free. First week, just to check if it's fine for you or not. People will get the trust from that. Even I have in my YouTube channel, we have sometimes we make live training. You can attend it for free. No need to charge. You can ask in the comments. Sometimes we make live consultation. You can ask any question. I always respond for all comments. Most comments I respond to because I don't have that much comment. But even I respond, alhamdulillah.
I love that. I love that. Where can people find that? What's the website for it?
It's Captain Garuda Fitness, but before it was CaptainGarudaFitness.com, but I changed the domain because Captain Garuda Fitness. Then I forgot that. But later, if you can check that my YouTube channel, there is a website in the info description of the YouTube channel. You can find the website, and also in my Instagram. Also, you can find the link of the website directly.
And we'll put it in the
And if they
description
can,
box.
and the description of the YouTube channel.
No, I said we'll put it in our description for the podcast so people can go in the description to find it as well.
Yes, Yani I can put it later, inshallah, because sorry, I forgot to send you the link of the website. But anyway, they can find it in my YouTube channel, even if they ask me directly through my YouTube, and there's a WhatsApp number. They can contact me directly. No need any, yani, difficulties. It's all in the description of the channel, yani.
Oh, great. That's great.
So no worries about that, yani. And even if they ask me in the chat, I will respond immediately. I will give him my contact, the website. No worries about that. The WhatsApp contact.
That's wonderful. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you wanted to like point out a few important factors, what are some of the things you'd like to emphasize to the listeners today?
Sorry, I did not get the message.
So if you had some from our conversation, if there were some important things you'd like to really emphasize to the listeners that you want them to remember, what are some of the things you'd like the listeners to understand and remember from this conversation?
First of all, don't think about the final goal. Think about everyday steps goal. Live your present. Don't live the future. The future did not come yet, but it will come. It will be great. And don't think about the past. When we think about the future or the past in the end of the day, when we go to the bed, because we only think about from the past, our mistakes and how to fix it and how to refix the plan for the future. That's it. But the whole time, the whole day, try to focus about your present, focus about good habits. If you're reading news, like a newspaper, make you get depressed, try to read a book, try to read the news skills. If you listen to news, try to listen to like a podcast, try to learn a new languages, try to learn something new skills. If you're watching TV, like a news something, get depressed, no, try to stop. If you still need a news, start to get a summary. That's it. One at the end of the day, don't take it from the beginning because you need your energy to keep going for your life.
100%.
Try to make it as a daily habit. Don't make it like a challenge or like that. Make it just a daily habit and to learn your food step by step. Yani. That's it. Yani, it's just a hobby, make it. If you have a free time after the gym, try to go singing karaoke, attend this stand-up comedy, try to have some jokes,
Yes.
find good friends in this society. This is the reality. One by one, you will discover. Don't
Right.
hurry up. It's okay. It will come. It will come at the right time.
I love it. I love it.
And try to put the notes. What did I do today? What's my mistake today? How to fix it? Try to have a notebook.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I think it's great
I'm
to
an old
have.
school guy. I'm old school guy.
No, I like that too. I either keep in a notebook or a journal and just writing everything down. I think that's really beneficial. You're right. I think that's great. Well, this has been amazing. I thank you so much, Hassan, for coming on the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we go?
I hope you guys to have a look in my book because I believe you will change the thinking of your life. I believe that 100%. Our life is amazing. Wallahi, let's be honest with you.
Before we go, could you tell us a little about the book?
No problem. The story is about a baker man in Indonesia. It's a comic book, but the bread in Indonesia is like it's not a basic food. It's luxury. It's a luxury, luxury. Yani like having some. I don't know what's luxury in USA. I don't know, but. For Indonesia, the bread is luxury. The bread is the basic. So after the ba his baker duty finished, there is an extra bread. Of course, he have two options. One to throw it, the second one to find a solution. The solution is he go to the orphan house and to give them for free. When the kids see it, of course, it's like you give them a snack from New York, something yani amazing, something like a skyrocket make them. The bread, especially like usually in Indonesia, they stuff it with this spread chocolate like that. That's why kids love it. Kids love it in Indonesia. So one day he decided, while he was walking, there was an old lady want to reach to her home. Bandung is a mountain city, so there's some houses up in the mountain. So he helped her to reach there, and after she reached there, she gave him a necklace for the Garuda. Garuda is an authentic idea in Indonesia. And you can see in the in the like in the embassy, you can see it, the Garuda Panchasila, the five principles of life. So anyway, later he wore the Garuda necklace, and there is like a storm came, and his body physics changed, and there is a wings came, and he became flying, and he became Captain Garuda. When you hear Captain Garuda in Indonesia, they think of as a pilot. That's why when I decide to make the theme song of the animation, I give him the pilot uniform, because that's what make matching them. Because he fly in the sky, خلاص, he's a pilot. He don't need the airplane. He's a superhero.
I love it.
And this is the main, yes, this is the main story. Of course, there's a bad guy in the story, and this is all our natural life. There is a bad guy, there's a good guy. And you have to fighting until the end, because you already know you did not do mistakes. What, the end of the story shows us that any good deed can make you a hero. Like, for example, Abraham Lincoln. I believe for myself he's a hero and God with him.
Yes.
Why? Yani, in before I remember in my song I put your legacy lives on with faith in God is still so strong.
Yes.
Like the Abraham Lincoln's ship, it's one of the greatest ship in the world. But if you see the history, he was believed that how can half of the people in the US own half of the people? It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
And he fights a real war to freedom of the people. That's why I believe he's a hero.
Yes. I love it.
Because a simple idea, from simple idea became a somebody hero. Not necessarily to be a president. In any place.
I love
If
it.
you just take care of your job, you will be a hero. For what you love, and if you make it like a good way.
Yes, 100%.
Imagine even the same thing with Mercedes company. If he did not focus on his job, we'll never know airplane. We'll never know a car or vehicles. We'll never have the high-speed transportation. We'll never see that. We'll go back the same old-fashioned way by
Yes.
the horse. Because they believed, how can we have a car without horses?
Right.
And he created.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's
Yeah.
amazing. Well,
Yeah.
this has been
And
amazing.
his wife was supporting him. Yeah, and she sold all his jewels because she wanted him to keep going for his dream to achieve it. The same thing. My wife, she was supporting me to pay the gym fees to keep going until
Right.
I became independent person.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, this is you have an amazing story, and I'm really excited to learn more about you because you have a lot of stories to share. But today's session has been amazing. I thank you so much for
I know,
coming
I know,
on
I
the
know.
show. And I will share all your information. It'll be in the description box. And then if anyone has any questions, they can reach Hassan on his social media, and we'll have the information in our description as well. And it's been such a great pleasure having you on the show. And I look forward to talking to you in the future. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to
Terimakasih.
meet you too.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice
Sampai
day.
jumpa.
Thank you.